The Art of Manifestation.
It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, delighted to be here with you, bringing you this podcast every single day, Monday through Friday. Everything we do here is all about empowering you. And, you know, right now in our world, if you look at the headlines, there's a lot of fear going on. There's a lot of anxiety. There's a whole lot of concern. But you can do something special to change the world today. You can begin to empower your life. And as you become more empowered, people around you will change. They will become more empowered. Look, it has to start at the bottom and work its way to the top. Each person has to take responsibility for personal empowerment. It's an all-the-time thing. It's not a sometime thing. It's something we do all the time, every day. I don't care how old you get, how perfect you get, how much money you make, you just need to be focused on your personal empowerment at all times. It's very, very telling sometimes that people who have all of a sudden had a huge amount of success, and I get a lot of them because that's what we do. We help people become more successful. They get a huge amount of success in their love life or in their business life or in their personal finances. And then all of a sudden, they stopped their mentoring program. I don't need it anymore. I got what I wanted. But I don't think it works that way. I don't think you do the mentoring and you engage in the personal empowerment work so that you can just get something. I think you do it so that you can constantly get something and constantly keep yourself on target. Look at every football player needs a coach. If you look at any boxer, he's got his ring manager right alongside of him. You need that person in the trenches with you, helping you empower your life. And that's what miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching is all about. But it's not a once in a while kind of thing. It's an all the time kind of thing. Because why not have miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle come into your life? Why limit yourself to one or two miracles? Just an idea, just a thought, something to think about, right? We do absolutely love you for subscribing to this podcast. That's one way you can keep yourself on top of the game. When you subscribe, you get the podcast every single day. Be sure and subscribe. The Magical Art of Manifestation. Let's talk about this today. You are co-creator of your reality. What does that mean exactly? Well, the ancients would say that it means that you are the pentagram reflecting the hexagram, or the microprosopis of the four elements reflecting the cosmos. It's pretty complicated, isn't it? And it gets more complicated than that. But what I'm trying to tell you and share with you is this. At a core level, what you believe and what you affirm in your mind and in your heart every single day is what you begin to manifest. You're never too old for a miracle, and you're never too young. Now is the perfect time to start. How do you start? By acknowledging that This is universal law that you are co-creator of your reality. It's not some fancy new age mumbo jumbo. It's actual universal law. And when you understand that you are the microcosmos and everything in the macrocosmos is reflected within you, then you realize how important your beliefs, your thoughts actually are. You are an artist designing an extraordinary life. Your canvas is your life. As you create, as you build, as you change, as you multiply, as you love, you create. True art is about living. Maybe you're a businessman. Maybe you're a salesman. Maybe you're a marketing professional. Don't ever believe that you're anything less than an artist. We talked about this a moment ago, but I want to mention it again because it's worth repeating. The art of manifestation, of manifesting whatever you desire into your life, the love that you absolutely hunger for and crave, the money you desire, the lifestyle you dream about. Art of manifestation is based on universal law. I like what Jim Carrey said, and I'm listening to this, and it's absolutely amazing. He said, you can spend your whole life failing at something you hate or don't like. And we see that all the time. People take a job working for the coal mine, or they take a job working for the man, and they hate their job. And then when they need that income the most, they're laid off. The company moves out of the country, moves out of the state, closes down, and you failed at something you hated, something you really didn't love doing. Why not? If you're going to fail, I mean, seriously, if you're really going to fail, why not fail at something you love doing, something you're passionate about? I would rather fail at making love and at least have that great experience than fail putting my hand on a hot stove. Do what you love. Create from your heart and your soul. See your end picture. I remember Wayne Dyer used to say that whenever he came up with an idea for a book, he would have a copy of the cover printed first and put up on his wall. And that would be his contact point to his deepest desire. He might have had moments in writing the book and editing that he didn't like. Even an artist has, you know, parts of their sculptor work or parts of their painting that they don't love as much as other parts. But he knew where he was going. He knew this was his art. It has nothing. Listen to me now very closely. Turn this up a little bit. This has nothing to do with talent. It has nothing to do with skill. It has nothing to do with intelligence. I know absolutely stupid people who are making a ton of money. They're literally rolling around in cash. It has to do with knowing where you're going, seeing it clearly, and believing in yourself. That's what it has to do with. What you believe is what you will attract. So if you believe that things aren't going so well, then they're not going so well. It's not about changing your reality and then changing your belief. It's about changing your belief and allowing your new belief to change your reality. Avoid the phrase, I want. Because when you use the phrase, I want, what you're communicating to the universe and your co-partner is that you are hungry with want. You are filled with want. I want, I want, I lack, I don't have. You see what I'm saying? Rather, use the two most powerful words in language. I am. I am. And fill in the blank. I am creating a multi-million dollar empire. I am starting my own business. I am saving my marriage. I am healthy and strong and vibrant. Those are powerful words. I mean, those are powerful words. I'm going to leave you with this thought as we think about the art of manifestation, the magical art of manifestation. And I want you to memorize this quote. You may have read it before, you may have heard it before, but you need to memorize it. Whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe, it can achieve. By Napoleon Hill, the author of Think and Grow Rich. And by the way, if you haven't read the book, you need to read it once, twice, three times. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast, for supporting us on Facebook. I mean, it just excites us when we see all those Facebook shares. So thank you for sharing us. Thank you for the kind words on iTunes. You know, you're just wonderful. We appreciate you helping us get this positive, uplifting message out every single day. There's nothing stopping you today. Not a damn thing. So do it. Do it now. Have a great day because you absolutely deserve it.
After 20 years of research and testing, and after live seminars all over the world, now available for the first time in print, the most powerful form of energy healing and manipulation in the world is available to non-initiates of the ancient mystery schools. This book is a must-have book for your metaphysical library. If you engage in energy work, Reiki, Theta, Prana, or healing of any type, then you need this book. Get your copy of Magical Energy Healing, The Ruach Healing Method by mystics, magicians and miracle mentors Robert Zink and Rachel Haas. Newly released to the public, this book contains 350 power-packed pages on how to change your reality, overall health and well-being through the use of energy, the mind and the law of attraction. Robert Zink is an 18th degree Grand Master in Tiate, Reiki, and Grand Founding Master of the Ruach Healing Method. Rachel Haas is a Reiki Master, Certified Miracle Mentor, and Alchemy Life Coach, and an Adept Master Teacher of the Ruach Healing Method. Together, they have unveiled to you a book filled with over 45 diagrams and step-by-step instructions on magical energy healing that causes miraculous-like results. Learn how to apply the holy power of the sacred tree of life to healing. Learn which angel to invoke to create almost instantaneous miracle healing. Learn how to empower your Reiki to the next level. Become certified in the Ruach Healing Method. Once you have read this book and begin applying what you learn, you will be amazed. This book is taking the healing community by storm. Get your copy now. Magical Energy Healing, The Ruach Healing Method, is available on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. If you want to heal yourself and heal others, if you want vibratory power over energy, if you want to take your law of attraction skills to the next level, then you need to get Magical Energy Healing, The Ruach Healing Method. Don't delay. Claim your copy today.